are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona. We're coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, for shame on you. You should have known about us. We've been on since 2008, but that's okay. You're here, so we love you. Thank you. What our show is about is this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests will provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to pursue a successful career. And our guests work in various professions of entertainment. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later who can help you with any questions that you have. Now, if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. If you're listening to me live, you're already there. Just look up, look up, look up, and you'll see the little links at the top. And one says Channel 1. Scroll down. There's a graphic of our show, Question Reality, and you click on that link, and that takes you directly to our archive page. And that's where all the super groovy shows are from. Again, 2008 until today. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section, and we're also on Stitcher.com. So just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box. Now, if you want to find out who's on for the rest of the year, you have to go to our official website, and that address is questionrealityradioshow.com. That's questionrealityradioshow.com, and that has all of our guests coming up. We got some exciting people. Just throwing out a couple names, we've got Tony Dyson, who was the creator of Star Wars R2-D2. He's coming on. We got Alan Half, who's the star of Auction Hunters. We've got Dog the Bounty Hunter coming on. God knows when. We've been trying to get him for years, but hopefully it's gonna happen. And it goes on and on and on. We just had the wonderful Kyle Red Silverstein on our show last week. He is co-starring with Drew Barrymore in the upcoming movie Blended, which comes out May 23rd, I think, Memorial Day weekend. I think that's May 23rd. But go and check that out. It's going to be hysterical. Adam Sandler is always funny, as you know. I am an Adam Sandler lover. So haters of Adam Sandler, leave it alone. You know my love me some Adam. All right. So we have oh my gosh, I was so lucky to get the guest that I have on today, because you know how rare it is for me to have a cancellation. You know, I book 6 months to a year in advance. Well, we had a cancellation, and I advertised shorts and stuff, which happened on May 12th. And as you know, they have short films and they have some stuff in between. And one of the short films, I have never laughed so hard. I've been going to Leo Fadi shorts and stuff for a while, and I have never heard the house roar more than when they watch this short film called Turning Japanese. So go to the website right now, turningjapanesemovie.com. It is, oh God, it is hysterical. And it is a dream for any producer, director, actor to have the laughter that came out of that audience. It was amazing. It's a phenomenal film. And it stars, I got to tell you, Brian Austin Green. Now, let me tell you, let's just start out with, it is actress, singer Genevieve Mariko Wilson. Hope I pronounced that right. Director, hot, sexy Paul Bickle. And talent manager Rita Taryn. They are in the house tonight. And this is who I met at the shorts and stuff, and along with a lot of must-have tips and advice that These two darlings are going to provide us about how to pursue a career in show business. We will be discussing that film project, again, Turning Japanese, and it stars Brian Austin Green, the hottest of hunky hunks from one of my favorite television shows, Beverly Hills 90210. Come on, you know you watched it. Fess up. And the film also stars Zibby Allen and, of course, the gorgeous, oh, she's just a beauty, Genevieve Mariko Wilson. She is one of the hottest stars. I'm telling you, she's going to be walking the red carpet, accepting an Oscar in no time. You got to check this little gorgeous woman out. And you want to go to the website, again, turningjapanesemovie.com. But you, if you want to check Genevieve out, her website is GenevieveMarikoWilson.com. And let me spell that for you. GenevieveE. A lot of people don't know how to spell that. I even had a problem with that. Mariko, M-A-R-I-K-O, and then Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N.com. And you can also find Genevieve on Facebook at Genevieve-Mariko-Wilson. And you can find the sexy Paul Bickle at paulbickle.com. That's P-A-U-L-B-I-C-K-E-L.com. Now, you can also check the movie out on iTunes. They are on iTunes, just Turning Japanese, and then on Amazon.com, they also, I believe, maybe possibly, I don't know, I'm going to just say are selling it or it's available. If it's on Amazon, it probably are selling it. So they're also on Amazon and iTunes.apple.com. If you want to see PB, Paul Bickle, call him PBA, peanut butter and jelly, PB, his movie Hollow, which is on iTunes. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Genevieve, just a little bit, because we're going to talk to her. But she began acting when she was 12, actually studying ballet with her father, who was an English ballet choreographer. Oh, how refined and elegant. I love it already. Genevieve performed with the, God, you know I can't pronounce foreign words, so I'm going to just wing it here, the Shiki or Shiki, S-H-I-K-I, musical theater. Don't people from the East Coast make lovely words of Japanese words? The Shiki Shiki Music Theater Company in their nationwide opening Broadway production, The Lion King, in Japan. And in a production of Chicago, we love that, as Velma. Now, Genevieve has performed more than 4,000 shows in Universal Studios in Japan and recently graced the United States, Los Angeles, to continue her acting career. And here in the States, Genevieve studied acting for film at the Acting Corps and also seminars at New York Film Academy. And let me tell you, when you see that movie, Turning Japanese, oh my God, her transition are flawless. Her comedic timing is just so on point, and she just seamlessly goes in and out of these characters. I don't want to give it away, but it's so funny. You got to see this movie. Oh, again, laughter. Get your tissues because you're going to be laughing. You're going to be hysterical. Okay, so now Paul PB, peanut butter and jelly. He started writing feature scripts when he moved to LA from Indiana. And his first short film was, this is my type of man, Marigold, Portrait of a Hooker. So you know he's perverted. Ooh, I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. And then it was followed by Hollow, which was shown at over 40 film festivals around the world, and he won 3 awards. Now, Paul's latest film, Turning Japanese, has won 16 awards. See, told you it was good. 16 awards, including Best Picture at the American Pavilion Emerging Filmmaker Showcase in Cannes. And you know, if you make it to Cannes, you're working your way up the ladder. So you know that he's really good. So you will be very lucky as a producer to hire this guy to direct something for you, because he's going to make it happen. He's got it. Okay, so he recently directed a few commercial spots for Fox Sports that aired during the Super Bowl pregame show. I was actually in a Budweiser commercial back in the day, remember? Oh, I tell all my stuff back in the day. Yes, And Beats by Dre spot that is now nominated for a Pro Max BDA award. Don't know what that is, but it sounds good. Sounds good. Yay! So let's welcome everybody. Welcome Genevieve Pond Rita. Yay! Woo! Gosh, that was so long. I feel like taking a nap now.
That was pretty
long. Oh, my God. We normally it's just one person, but with two. Woo!
I am so inspired by you.
How do you keep the energy up?
Oh, my God. I take no drugs, no alcohol, and there's no bipolar disorder. It's just natural. It's because I'm from the East Coast. People from the East Coast have amazing energy, and it just flows through us. And I'm just happy. I get to eat all kinds of sugar. And that's probably what it is. I'm high on sugar every day, all day. Woo!
I love your energy.
I am like this all the time. And of course, my husband, Albert, here, he's the opposite of me. He's mellow and chill. But that's good. He grounds
he hasn't said a word
me.
Yet.
He, he doesn't get a chance, he says. But
there was something, yeah.
He tried.
Wow.
Thank you so much for coming, Genevieve.
Thank you so much, Priscilla, for inviting me.
So talented.
I'm so honored to be here.
Oh,
thank
well,
you
I'm
so
honored
much.
To have you. I thought for sure.
You're
and
so
Paul,
sweet.
PB&J, we love. Because he is, he's just
is
a
that
little,
really sexy,
he's a little,
though?
He's a little, who doesn't want to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
With a big glass of milk. That when I associate good. You with food, that means you're right up there. Right up there. It's either food or wild turkey. So you got the peanut butter and jelly. That means you're good. You're tasty. Now, we got so many questions when we announced that you guys were on. So I only pulled a couple because we got 12. But I only pulled like 5 because I have questions too. But what we're going to ask Genevieve and Paul today, which are some of my questions, are related to, of course, because this show is to inspire, motivate, and educate people on what it takes to pursue a career. So some of the questions we're going to be asking them today, so you have to stay tuned the whole show because you never know what I'm going to ask them, is what do you feel are 3 characteristic traits needed to reach your goal as a continuous working actress? That'll probably be Genevieve. And then as a director, what are some of your pet peeves about actors at auditions after you cast them?
Oh, I got
them?
A lot of those.
And then what can I do as an actor that would make me memorable to you and you would want to work with me again? Actually, I think I pulled that from the email question. And then what steps do I take to begin building a successful directing career? So these are questions that I know that you have that we need to ask. But first, let's talk to Genevieve. Now, there's some exciting things coming up. You have a TV movie and our feature-length film that you conceptualized, and you've been working with a writer to create that vision.
Yes.
And tell us about that. What's the name of it, first of all?
It's called Changement. And we got those words from the ballet term Changement. It's called Changement.
Ah.
So because of it's regarding ballet, lots of ballet involved in this movie.
Right. And you have a ballet history, obviously.
Yes, I take ballet every day from my teacher, Julia Borina. She's an amazing teacher. She teaches at Hamas Dance Studio. If you guys want to come, just come.
Well, how do you spell that?
Hamas, H-A-M-A. Hyphen S.
Okay. Yeah. Hamas. There you go.
That's good.
Isn't that
really
a
nice.
Middle Eastern book?
That's a Japanese name.
No, not hummus. She's not saying hummus.
Hummus. I love hummus, though.
And you conceptualized this. Where did you get the inspiration for this project?
I was inspired by, her name is Zina Bathoon. She was teaching who are disabled people how to dance. And unfortunately, she is not longer with us.
Oh.
But her foundation, it's called Infeed. Mm-hmm. I think Infinite Dreams. That's still running, and I would like to bring more awareness to her foundation and give more inspiration for all the others to dance,
okay.
You know, anything is possible. You know, you can dance on the wheelchair. I want to give the, you know.
I get up and shake my damn groove thing.
See? Here we go.
Oh, my God. So is there a website address? Do we know? If they looked up the Hamas, they would be able to Google that, right? H-A-M-A-S.
You mean Hamas Dance Studio? That's my
place. Not it. What's the name of the organization again?
It's called Infinite Dreams.
Infinite Dreams. And you can Google that.
Yes.
And can people donate or participate or...
Yeah, just we are trying to do. We just done this feature script. The writer is Kelly Breslin. Mm-hmm. She's an amazing writer. She did a great job.
Okay, well, everybody look that up. Google that. Now, you also are hoping to get the feature done for Turning Japanese. What does that mean?
Paul.
I didn't know what that meant. Oh, is that question?
Well, it could be.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's hoping to get the feature done for Turning Japanese. That was a short, so you're
we have a feature script written for it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What else have you added to that? It's already perfect. What else could you include in that?
We've taken from the feature script the basic idea of the short film, and we've expanded on it quite a bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Where it ends is it continues on. There's so much more. The whole other movie happening.
Oh, my
You saw the
God.
Ending, right?
Yeah.
The ending is from there.
Oh, yeah. Brian.
Are you excited?
Well, any opportunity to see Brian Austin Green gets me excited. It's going to be a feature.
Oh, a feature.
Feature, yeah. So they're extending where they left off. And when I was watching that, I saw there were so many possibilities that you could add. So I never thought that you did until now. But that's great. Brian Austin Green, oh my gosh. He rocked that part, did he not?
He did a great show. He won Best Actor.
Did.
Oh.
Yeah, he did.
Right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Wow. He was such a professional.
How or who out of the two of you brought Brian Austin Green on the project? How did you bring
him? Well, the friend of mine.
Mr. Beverly Hills.
Well, a friend of mine, Emma Caulfield, brought him in. And
is that Maxwell Caulfield's wife from Grease 2?
No, but that would be interesting if it were.
Just wondering.
No. Who's that?
God. He is, originally the movie Grease. Well, there was Grease 2, and Maxwell Caulfield was the hunky, Rita, am I right? This man was just born for beauty. He was just... Anyway, his last name is Caulfield, and I thought. His wife, I think, is named Emma, so that's why I thought,
Well, Emma was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer for years.
Oh, what character did she play? I watched
I never saw the show.
I watched it on and off.
Oh, that's helped.
It was only David Boreanaz came on, and I'm like, and then I watched Angel, but I wouldn't know the character. How did it happen?
I never watched 90210 either. I know. I'm one of those people.
He is no longer peanut butter and jelly. We're now thinking, he'll be peanut butter and jelly. Okay. Yeah. So how did you meet Emma?
Through another mutual friend.
Okay.
She brought her on to the movie Hollow, which Emma stars in, and she's fantastic.
Okay.
That's
your other short.
Yeah, another short film. No one wants to do a short unless they, can
afford
it.
I love shorts.
Well, they're fun.
I would never want to do a feature film in my life. Hassles and problems.
Oh, no, that's the fun. I love that. That's...
Short, get it done, and move on to the next one. Because I have a little film production company. I only do shorts and music videos. That's it.
Love it.
Oh, my God. 1 weekend, 2 weekend. Woo! Move on.
I like making a whole camp of it and just live there for a while. You can get so much more out of it.
Right.
Well, if you have a budget to do a feature film.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
And see, that's another thing. Yeah. Raising the funds to get the money. I mean, I have to practically break bones to get money for the short.
It's a time consuming.
Give me some damn money up in here.
Exactly.
Feature you can sell. Oh, you can sell a feature. You know,
that's
shorts.
True.
That's a good point. Yeah, if you go to iTunes, you can buy our film. I think it's just $2 or $3. And I make 10 cents.
Well, wow.
Why not?
A lot.
Okay. Yeah, maybe more.
That
but
10 cent adds up because you'll have it on for a while.
I'll have a whole dollar someday.
Of cigarettes someday, cigarettes, but some needs maybe. But what is Hollow about?
That is more of an avant-garde piece that is quite a bit more thrilling.
Oh, it's, God, it's is this in the hooker?
No. No hookers.
I don't know. Hollow!
We're going to talk about that hooker film in a minute now.
I like where you're going with that. I can see now he has some nails and beams up in the wall, and there are some swings in the bedroom. But all right.
That could be my next one. If you want to star in that, that'd be good.
I would rock it now. Yeah. Well, now what about, so when Emma approached Brian Austin Green, did he read the script?
She was supposed to be in it, and then she got called for a pilot, and she was unable. She had to back out the last moment, and then Brian was so professional, he decided that he would show up and actually do the thing without her. Yeah, it was fantastic. And we got Zibby Allen to come in, which she just made it fantastic. Mm-hmm.
She was
great.
Really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, everybody just did a great job. You directed. I love your shots. I mean, there was no wasted time. You know, a lot of times you see films and it's just wasted time, and they're talking forever, and you're like, let's get down to it. We want sweaty sex. But I don't want to talk about how your eyes look. Man, don't give me eye color. But it was, there was no time wasted. It was just very beautifully shot, too. I don't know who your cinematographer was.
Justin Thomas.
Really? Because it was a constrained space. I mean, it wasn't a set. I think it was in a house.
It was in
an
apartment. A house, yeah, absolutely.
So
house.
To be able to shoot, you know, there's not that much space. So to make it look like it was on a set, which I thought it could possibly be. Mm-hmm. That's very good camera work.
He was good. He was really good. I didn't allow him to have much time between setups. He seriously did. We did turnarounds within 20 minutes.
And that's hard to shoot in an apartment with the lighting and
And when you have the thrilling moments, you need a lot of setups to make that work. And with comedy as well, comedy and thrillers are so similar that you need all that setup to make it work. So there's a lot of different shots.
A lot of break. Oh, that's another thing with the features. Don't get me started. How long they take to break down the setup. Yeah. Now, you, Genevieve, just completed your EP, which includes a ballad that you wrote in Japanese, which is Always Together.
Yes.
And then there's an English version, thank God, because I know what you're talking about. All I know is Arigato and Saki. But I'm glad there's an English version. So I saw the music video, but we actually have the song. Rita, is that what you sent me, the song?
I sent you a few things.
That's Rita, talent manager of the lovely Genevieve back there. Well, this would just be the song, which we downloaded.
Was it turning Japanese or the ballad?
Oh, Jesus, God.
Turning Japanese.
How about if we play it and we find out when we play it? We're just going to play it. We're going to play that at 5:30, but it'll be one of the titles we mentioned. It'll be one of those. So we'll figure it out. The ballad, why did you write the song? Was there an inspiration for it?
Because of the, do you remember in Japan we had a tsunami?
Yes.
3/11.
Yes.
Yeah. I got inspired by that, and you know, I wrote it.
So it was about the tsunami. Was about personal experience.
Yeah, personal things.
Now this song was kind of disco-y. Like it almost had. I heard some Japanese tones in there, like some electronic.
You're talking about turning Japanese?
That might be the one.
Yeah, that's a pop one.
That's pop.
Turning Japanese.
Oh, it's definitely pop because I was like,
We remade it. It was a top hit in England, 1984.
Wow.
By Vapors.
Oh, so this is
turning
a cover.
Japanese. That's a cover.
Oh, wait a minute! I know turning Japanese. You know, I love the 80s. I lived in the morning. I wake up. I'm in the 80s.
And
I'm in the 80s all day.
That one, yeah. And I made a club version. I got number 9 in UK.
Wow.
So that's that.
Oh my God.
That's the dancey one.
But we have Heavenly Body.
Okay. Is that the one that we have? It's pop though.
Well, yeah, that's a pop one too. Heavenly Body.
How many do you have?
3 or 4 songs.
Oh, I don't know what. Rita just sent like a mess. There's like so much stuff, and I'm like, okay, which one is the MP3? That's the one I look for. But it was a wave, and we had to convert it. So that is what it is. You're
heavenly
right.
Heavenly Body. We it's got Heavenly Body. Number 10 in UK, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. Let's, you know, what if we play that? You want to play that?
It's long, so you can just cut it.
Yeah, why don't we play a little bit of it, because it is like 6 minutes, and we want to talk. What we want to talk. So let's hear maybe half of it. So let's do 2.5 minutes.
Sounds good.
Ready?
Yeah. So this is Genevieve. God, I rock the clubs
so
in the
right
80s.
Now.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Oh, my God. No, stop. Genevieve, I love that song. That is going to be on my personal dance
list.
Oh, that's really
good. In the car when you go to work.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Now, so you wrote the words. Did you write the music or did somebody
else? That's Joel Diamond, my producer. He gave me the ideas and that was from him.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that. Was that the song? No, you're turning Japanese. But that, because I know
you're
turning
confusing.
Japanese made it to number 9 in the UK's dance club, but this must have hit something.
Yeah, number 10 in UK.
And was this recently? Or
that was last year.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love it.
I didn't expect to do any sing, but I didn't expect to do any singing because of Turning Japanese movie.
Yeah.
The Joel Diamond, producer, he offered, he said, do you know Turning Japanese song hit on
Oh, you weren't even born back then.
I said, no.
Yeah, but when you heard it, you loved it, right?
Yeah, and he said, let's do it. So I said, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And then he did Heavenly Body.
Oh my God! Well, yeah. You got to do more songs.
Yeah,
I love your
because
voice.
Of that. Thank you, Paul.
Really nice, nice phrasing, nice intonation.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't you love it, Albert? He's a software developer by day and a jazz musician at night.
So yeah, really? I was actually tapping my foot.
Really? Yeah. Really?
That's a lot for him to tap
I
the
listen
foot.
To really, music I don't. Too. Awesome.
So good. So we're expecting more from you.
Yes.
More music for sure. Woo! That was so fun, but I wish I had a cocktail. Now
let's
I want a wild turkey right now. I don't want a peanut butter and jelly. I want a wild turkey now.
No, wait a second.
Let's have a peanut butter.
So eat it. So, Paul, let's talk about you now. You started writing feature scripts when you moved from L.A. to Indiana.
Sure.
Did you always want to be a screenwriter and then turn director? Or
no, it's always been something I wanted to do. But when you live in Indiana, that's not really an option.
Yeah.
Not at all. It's a big, deep pick you have to
now,
crawl
we had
out of.
We had some hot people come out, and it was like Michael Jackson.
David Lee Roth.
Who else?
David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth.
David
yeah.
Letterman.
David Letterman.
Yeah.
There's some. So there. That's a talent pool right there. Yeah. You're right in
I'm more
there.
Of, I'm more of a David Letterman, I suppose.
You actually look kind of like him. I think you might be related.
It's the gap in the teeth. That's
oh,
what
that
is,
might yeah. be it. That
big,
might be it.
Good luck.
To drive a train
good
through
luck.
It. Is it really?
It is.
Yeah.
That is supposed
yeah.
to. That, that
good,
is.
Madonna has it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's got good luck. But I think she made hers, didn't she? Didn't
she
stick a wedge up there?
I think she was sticking too much of one thing. Up in there, and it got a little stuck and wedged it in.
I'm not sure what that would be.
Oh, we loved it. We don't want to talk about that. But let's talk about this filthy film that you wrote. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Your short film, Marigold, Portrait of a Hooker.
Yes.
Now, where does that come from? You wrote it
yes,
and directed?
Wrote and directed it. Yeah, that was actually my first film. So if people want to see that, you can see it on Vimeo.
Mm.
And but go easy on the comments because it was my first film.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But I just wanted to put it out there. I thought it would be fun for people to
well,
see.
Well, as long as there's various positions that I haven't participated in,
well,
I'll give
is,
it a good comment.
There is nudity in it.
Oh.
But
well,
a warning.
Males.
You may not, yes. But
hot
you may,
males.
Okay. But you may not want to see nudity that's in it. So it's more of
a are you making
a what kind of nudity was it? There's only one kind of nudity unless you created
I made a whole new one.
A whole new nudity. So it's on Vimeo or
Vimeo.
Yeah,
you can watch it on Vimeo. You don't have to pay for it. You can just watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
As soon as I get
yeah,
home,
so do
you're
I.
going to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that was followed by... now, why did you write that? Was that a personal story? You had a hooker. She ran away from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's
you couldn't afford
was,
her
yes.
anymore.
Exactly.
Marigold ran away. What happened? What was your inspiration?
No, I was just trying to create an interesting, funny little short film, and that's kind of what came out. It's not as if I really... You know, have a tremendous interest
than,
in hookers.
Yeah, it's better than a ball of string. I mean, I'm a screener for the Burbank Film Festival,
oh,
so
really?
I
oh, fantastic.
See some people who make a ball of string and they do like things with it. And
my
so
string,
yours
my bowl
was
just,
a little more interactive.
Yeah, my bowl was filled with hookers.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like yours better. I see all kinds of stuff. I like the hooker thing. So that was followed by Hollow,
yes.
which was shown again at 40
yeah,
Film Festival.
That's a thriller, though. That
yeah.
piece is. Yeah. It's a dramatic thriller.
And did you enjoy doing that one as much as...
oh, yeah, definitely. That one I had a complete full crew and everything. It was fantastic. And I shot that on film, which I'll never do again. Fortunately, it's gone. But,
really? No, why do you...
Because it's... For someone in my position where you don't have access to a lot of money, a film just takes
oh, yeah.
up so much money, and then
right.
you have such limited time
yeah.
with each... You know, sometimes you're using short ends, and you just can't... you know, you can't always get what you need.
Now, I like the Red Mysterium. What's your favorite preferred camera to shoot on? Because I think you shot...
We shot on the Red.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Red.
Yeah I like...
shot Turning
I liked,
Japanese.
Yeah, we did shoot on it, but that was with the original sensors. It was one of the, and it was still good. It was good low light and everything. It did heat up a little bit here and there, but it was good. But the new Reds are so much better. Yeah, there's so much better. I think it's a Red Dragon. Someone will probably correct me on that, but yeah. But I'd also like the Alexa. The Alexa is really nice as well.
See that? You're getting camera advice. The Alexa is probably the preferred one. Is it? It's
well, the Red, the new
the
Red
new Red
is
yeah.
probably slightly better.
Yeah.
But, and again, I'll be correct.
Well, if you
I'm sure.
rent your film, yeah,
someone's out there,
rent
some nerd,
your camera like I do, the Red is cheaper to get.
It?
Yeah. Much more cheaper. Now, you recently directed a few commercial spots for Fox Sports. How did that happen?
Well, I've been working with Fox for years. I have my day job, which is, I call it my waitressing job. I do production design and art direction through.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It's been fantastic.
So you can design your own sets. Yeah. Save so much money.
That's how you made those things.
That's right.
Turning Japanese. Oh, yeah, that, cannot right. say it, but he made it.
Oh. Yeah,
there's a couple of rude props.
He made it.
Oh, you made the rude. I'm telling you. Genevieve, we don't even know the depths of this man.
He can do everything.
Dark
and I do everything.
Yeah.
He's going to have a follow-up to Marigold.
Oh, yeah.
There's a follow-up film coming. As soon as he gets money. Yeah.
I don't know how he came up with these ideas.
This
I
one's called
no
Bowl
idea.
Of Hookers.
Bowl of Hookers. Yeah. So so that aired during the Super Bowl.
Pregame show, and actually part of it did air during the actual Super Bowl. So I can almost say I've got a Super Bowl commercial. So.
Almost there. And what is this Beats by Dre?
It's a combination of the two.
Oh.
It's Fox Sports and Beats by Dre commercial.
Okay.
It probably wasn't very clear.
Okay.
Then, but yeah.
That's okay. I'm winging it. Yeah. Now, you, last email I got from you, you said, I want to talk about women's fashion. There's a fashion style that's bugging the hell out of me that needs to be discussed.
And I thought, what
could that be?
Okay, this is a public service announcement to all the women. All right, so you know the years ago there was the Daisy Dukes, and everybody loved those.
They're fantastic. Yeah, men love those.
And the low-rise jeans. Those are fantastic. Now, what has happened with women's shorts and pants? They have like a 27-inch zipper on the front of these things. They're really strange looking. Am I the only one that's noticed this?
Yeah.
They're very high-waisted.
I don't know.
She's pulling them up.
Well, in the 70s, they had really long zippers.
Yeah, it never looked good then, and doesn't look good now. And women need to stop wearing
it. I haven't seen this new zipper. We're going to
cool.
Keep an eye out
you
for the
like
zipper.
I like it.
Oh, my God.
Not all women can
wear them.
But
it depends.
The lower rise shows the waist much better. Much more better.
Visually, you can see.
Now, you know, we've had Paul on for a while now, so you know why he would prefer the low rider jeans rather than the zipper, because that to him is like a corset, a full body corset.
It does look
He
weird.
Likes easy
they
access.
They look uncomfortable too.
So if you, when you see him, he's gorgeous, and if you are interested.
I do not look like peanut butter.
Interested
or
in getting in like Flynn with Paul, do not wear these long zipper
no
pants
one should wear
that
them.
I don't know what they look like, but nobody should wear
no
them.
No one should wear them.
So then you're auditioning for Paul.
Be banned.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Don't come in for an audition with those pants on.
Yeah, that is a tip. Do not wear those.
So we're going to go into the email questions because, gosh, we're blowing by here. The first one comes from Rosalind from Simi Valley. And she said, hey, Genevieve, this is a weird question. What do you bring to the table that's original or maybe different than the rest of the actresses of your type? I don't even know what the hell that means. Rita, what does that mean? Why did I pick this question?
What does that mean?
Let's skip that. I don't know what the hell that means. Rosalind.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I can bring up on the table. Maybe I'm half Japanese, half British. So
that
sounds
true.
Like a French.
Yeah, you
That's
can do
it.
Accent. Plus, you're probably fluent in
Japanese,
and you're bilingual.
Yeah.
So there you go, Ross. That's all you're getting from me. That's all we're entertaining on that question. But thank you so much. The next one comes from Brandon from Torrance, and this is for Paul. He says, "Hey, Paul, what are some of your What are some of your pet peeves about actors at all?" Auditions after you cast them or what are some of your pet peeves about actors at auditions or after you cast them? And actors want to know this because this is a good question.
Yeah,
well, I would say that when someone comes in the room and they read, trying to be as natural as possible, and it seems obvious, but it really isn't.
No.
But they seem to not be able to present themselves in a very natural way. And I know it's out of desperation. People want these parts. And I feel for them. And, trying to create an atmosphere which is relaxed and you can be the character that you're there to be is just very difficult for a lot of actors, and I say be yourself. And the biggest thing that I've noticed that when you're a TV actor, you need to unlearn most of the things that you see on TV, especially your deliveries. That when you deliver a line, it is nothing more annoying than the actor to, if it's a comedy, for the actor to believe the line is funny as it's leaving their lips. It just ruins the scene, and then it's no longer funny. It doesn't flow with at least the characters I write. It works for some TV shows, but I don't really watch those TV shows. So
that's a really good point, because if you're trying to make it funny, remember comedy is subjective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you might think it's like funny as hell, but we're like, oh no, what a freak show! What the hell is going on there? So don't try to pump up the line, right? I guess that's what you're saying.
I suppose so, yeah. It should feel like it's leaving your lips for the first time.
Well, I think that you should understand the line, because if you understand it, chances are, if you're a good actor, you'll be able to execute it well and hit that point. The next question is, after you cast them now, if you ever run across the actors, they're just so nice when they're in the audition. And then after you cast them, oh my God, they turn into like a diva. They're like cray cray.
No, I haven't had the diva problem. I haven't had the diva problem, but I have had them just completely freeze up and not be loose anymore. And maybe it was the environment that we created in the casting room or whatever, but when it comes to them being on set, there's a lot of people looking at you, and that can be very intimidating.
What is interesting, people who are listening that may not understand this, there are people who do great in auditions. They can rock the part, but when they get on set, as Paul said, they freeze up. Then there are people who do the worst auditions possible, but then they're great once they're cast.
It's a horrible industry. It really is.
It
brings the best and worst out of
everybody.
And then
there's somebody who just do it. Just can do it. Just can do it. The next question is for Craig out of West Hollywood. And he said, hey, Paul, what can I do as an actor that would make me memorable to you and you would want to work with me again? Oh, that's a good question. I guess show up on time.
Yeah, that would help. Yeah, definitely.
Don't be sticking shit in your pockets from craft services, which they did on American Idol.
Did they really?
Oh,
what do you mean?
Yeah.
You mean the
now they didn't audition? They didn't tell me this, but I have a friend, Pisha McPhee. She's Catherine McPhee's mom. You know Catherine McPhee from American Idol. She's now on this new hit show. Mm-hmm. What was she the star of? Beautiful Girl. What was that show that was on? That was.
Oh.
Okay. So. She's cute. And Michael Orlin is the musical director for American Idol, and he's always the one playing the piano. So they had this guest on that when they went to craft services, she would stick all the food in her purse and steal the silverware. But she was so
There's
funny,
silverware
though.
Craft service?
Yeah, there was. Well, it is American Idol. But don't steal anything. So anything.
Yeah, I'd say that's number one. Don't steal anything.
Show up on time. Don't steal anything.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody's
and
different.
And do your job. Because
Sure. Be prepared, obviously. And, you know, but everybody's different. You just have to bring your own uniqueness out, but not so over the top that you're going to blow over.
Yeah, you don't want to be memorable in that way, right? Yeah. Just memorable in, oh my God, you rock the part.
Yeah, it depends on the person, depends on the line, depends on the part, it depends on the production.
Yeah, but don't suck up. Yeah. There's nothing worse than sucking up to someone and brown nosing and saying, oh, you're so this and you're so that. But don't do that. Your talent is all you
need. And also, I'd never pretend to do something that you're not capable of doing.
Yes. And don't offer to make Paul a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because you heard it on this show. He's probably never going to eat one again. Next one is for Genevieve, and this is from Kazumi from Westminster. And she says, Genevieve, as a new Asian actress, I can't seem to find many roles to even audition for. How do you keep working continuously as an actress? What can I do to find more roles to fit my physical type? Oh, and then the last one. Oh, boy, this is a lot of questions. Is there an Asian acting network?
Well, sounds like a mafia situation.
Okay, so let's take the first one. How do you... She's obviously an Asian
Asian,
actor.
Japanese, right?
Yeah, Zumi.
Yeah, it's a Japanese name.
And she wants to know, how do you keep continuously finding work as an actress? Well, first of all, I can tell you, Genevieve is half British and half Japanese, so she doesn't look...
I don't look like Japanese. Yeah. I can look like pretty much anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Middle Eastern, Italian.
Middle Eastern, Italian,
right.
So...
Luckily,
great. Yeah. So that helps.
Yeah. And but I have an accent. And people tell us if you have an accent, you don't get much job. And I do not believe that.
Right.
Because of if you have an accent, that means not many Americans, or mean other people, can do my accent.
Right.
So that means I have a better chance.
That's right.
Just be positive. If she's Japanese, you know... I'm sure it's more international now.
Yeah.
And there is, you know...
I think,
in daily life, is there only Americans? No. There's so many kinds of people.
Yeah.
Go to restaurant, there's Mexican. So it's not such a... it doesn't have to be, you know, American or...
Right.
You know, this is who I am.
Right.
And people do exist.
And if you're a good enough actor, they will write your ass in.
Yeah.
They'll write
just
a part
believe
right
in yourself.
For you.
Yeah.
You can pioneer your own way.
Exactly.
And then go, if you're concerned about the accent, go to a dialect coach and work on
right.
it. I mean,
yeah, if you need it, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm amazed at... I mean, British actors, in my opinion, are the best actors in the world. Americans, and I don't know, you got to work on it, because British actors are the
bomb. They work very hard.
They really are. And
yeah.
the way they can suppress the British accent and rock those American accents, amazing. Okay, Paul, this is for you. This is from Lance. This is the last question.
Lance
from Lancaster. Hey, Paul, I want to be an award-winning director. I'm about to graduate high school and move to L.A.
Oh, nice.
What steps do I take to begin building a successful directing career?
I wouldn't worry about the awards. Just you're lucky to win anything at all. You're lucky to get into a film festival.
Right.
It's very difficult to get into a film festival. I mean, we've been to, I don't know, we've been to quite a few, and we see what's out there.
Right.
And you can be in a lot of just fantastic films, and you wonder, how did we get in this? And then you can be at another film festival, and you think, well, how did any of these get in here?
Yeah.
Don't expect, and you will get something, maybe.
Just be true to him. So how old is this guy?
I don't know. He hasn't graduated high school.
18?
Yeah, he said he's about to graduate high school, 17, 18.
Yeah, it's a good time. God, I wish I would have started at that age.
You know, I know.
Yeah, he's already ahead of the game.
That's right. But don't...
just keep writing.
Yeah, don't be focusing on winning an award, because, you know, if you want to be in any business, I would think that you love it for the craft of it, the art of it. If you're coming here to win an award, then... you could start a plumbing company and win awards with the Plumbing Association or the Butchers Association.
Right.
So if it's the glory you're seeking...
The best advice I could give someone like that is just keep writing, keep doing things. Keep filming.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
Just always be working. Always be...
You got to shoot. You're in Pennsylvania, so there's New York that's close, and there are lots of places to shoot little things. I mean, look what Paul did. He made that little hooker film, and look at him now. I mean, he's like two steps from the red carpet. Oscar is calling
him. Paul.
The studios are calling him. But whatever floats your boat.
And just remember, the last person in the room will continue to work. I mean, tenacity is the key here. Because you're going to have millions of people. I shouldn't say millions. You'll have a lot of people in your life saying you can't do this. And just never listen to that person.
Right.
Because you have to believe in yourself and continue with it.
And it's hard to not listen.
All of Hollywood is all about telling you can't
do this.
They
want to put you down.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Where there's a will, there's a way. And if you want something bad enough, you will get it.
Yep.
And like my grandmother said, what is that? She said, very important thing always stuck with me. People who make it versus people who don't. If you want something, think about it. If your ass is hungry enough or thirsty enough, you're going to find water and you're going to find food. Well, if you want to be something, then you'll find a way to make it happen. So, Genevieve,
yep.
So that's all the email questions. And I want to talk real quickly about something that you wanted to bring up. What was
that? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I don't want to make the show a little dark, but I...
Make it dark!
Okay.
Paul likes it dark. Okay. He really does.
I really support...
fashion, so I don't know.
Okay.
That's right!
Well, this is about animals. I really support animals. I have three corgis, by the way. Okay. Anyway, the...
You're down to three now. I thought you had more than that.
It's three. It's down to three right now.
Well, you know, if you are a dog lover, a friend of mine, uh-huh. Laquita Clear, started or is part of a really cool, it's like Facebook for dogs, and it's called Dogalize.
Oh.
Oh, my God. This thing
I'm
is...
I'm going to be on that thing.
Go check it out. Dogalize. Okay. It's Dogalize. Like you can post pictures of your dogs. You can meet other people
yeah.
and go to the park and have your dogs...
How cute.
...hang out and... pump each other,
oh,
or whatever
I'm
the hell they do at the park.
But okay.
Check it out. Dogalize.com. Okay,
I'm in it.
Don't you dress yours up?
Yeah, I dress up like a corgi sometimes.
No,
wait,
not you. I was talking about the dog.
Oh.
Do you dress up like a
yeah,
corgi?
Yeah, I do. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, shit. You've got me.
Wait, is this a PG show? Or
can no, we can say anything.
Shit?
Yeah. Yeah, shit.
So anyway, yeah. My
so
point
tell
is...
tell us about your animal.
I want to encourage people to go to PETA website to sign up the petition to stop killing baby seals.
Oh.
You know, in Canada, unfortunately, the government let them allow to kill them in really, really mean way.
Why do they kill baby seals?
They're delicious.
No, he's so mean. Nobody eats seal.
No, they sell their fuzz.
Make a nice hat.
And you know, it's just how though I saw the video, I almost faint.
Oh,
yeah, if you don't want to see, don't see it. But it just takes 30 seconds to sign up to help.
Okay.
To stop the Canada to do only the
what
Canada,
is Canada
do it.
They're such a non-violent country. Rita,
I don't get it.
Rita, what's going on in Canada?
Wait, are you Canadian, Rita?
No, no, no.
Anyway, 50,000 seals in the season get killed, and then I guess the fishermen or someone get paid like $5,000 to $6,000 each season. So
oh.
And I just cannot take it. So please
sign.
The petition, please.
Go to PETA, PETA.com
and
stop this.
Let's
seals.
Save them.
I would
They're
call
so cute.
Somebody if I ever saw them
please.
Eating an animal. I love
Will
animals
you?
So much,
yeah.
Except snakes. I but
oh.
I'll wear a snake. No, got a pair of shoes. Snakes get shoes. We're going to wrap it up. Can you believe it went so fast?
That
it worked
too
the
fast.
Show. Rita, can you believe it? Rita is here. She hasn't said anything. Rita, come over here and say hi.
Say something.
Just say something in the microphone. Say laugh, hi.
Laugh.
I'm Rita. Hi, it's Rita. Rita and Priscilla, you're amazing! Oh, we love you! Oh,
thank
we
you.
Love you! You're so bright and happy. You got such a beautiful smile on your face, and I can see why Genevieve is your... You're her talent manager, correct?
Yes, I try my best.
Now, is she your exclusive,
really
or do you have other people that are...
Exclusive.
Exclusive? Well, that's a shame, because you're doing such a great job. Somebody else would love to get a hold of you.
Well, we're producing
well let's see.
Too. Producing partners. So.
Yes! Paul?
Yes.
Say goodbye to your fans. And
I have fans?
You have fans.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick, what's the project
I'll say
coming
goodbye
up?
Goodbye to the one.
What's an what? Exciting project coming up? Real quick.
Real quick?
Yeah.
The feature version of Turning Japanese.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they can go. What
well,
website
we,
can
we? Don't have that exactly up and running yet, but
okay.
Yeah, we will.
All right. Well, go to paulbickle.com and check it out. He'll have it. Genevieve, say
mm-hmm.
goodbye to your fans.
Thank you so much, everyone, and thank you so much for having me
yes,
here.
You're fantastic. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you so much, Rita, Paul, and look for Genevieve's work. Go to Genevieve.
Yep.
Oh boy,
Mariko
here comes
Wilson.
Mariko Wilson, and she's and follow her on Twitter and Facebook.
Yep.
And
check out my Vertigo music video. I the guy Dave Lee, he trained me.
Okay.
Yep. My
go to her website and we got it. Thank you so much for tuning in,
right,
everybody.
Bye,
we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.